And we're up to the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnah Vav in Perkei Avos. The Sar Devarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. That Hashem created, according to this opinion, 10 things during the twilight period of Erev Shabbos, in which Ben Hashmashos is also a time in which there's a doubt of whether being day or night, something Yom, something Laila. And as my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Zweig, explains, when it comes to each of them, they have characteristics in which there's a duality about them, that it's not just an animal, but it also has characteristics of a person or other things like that. And it's worthwhile going through each of them on your own to discuss how that fits. The Elohim, these are the ten that were created by Ben HaShemashos. Pi Ha'aretz. The mouth of the ground, which swallowed up Korach as well as his assembly upon their rebellion against Moshe. Pi Ha'be'er, the mouth of the well, which produced water for the Jewish people when they were in the wilderness, which some say this is referring to the well of Miriam, in which accompanied the Bnei Israel throughout all of their travels while in the Midbar. The third on this list is Pi Ha'ason, the mouth of the donkey, namely the donkey of Bilam, which was a decree on this time, Ben HaShemashos, by twilight, that this donkey would speak to this prophet. By Keshes, the rainbow, which hopefully we'll be seeing soon after a lot of rain, in which promises that there will never be another generation in which Hashem will respond with a flood, as in the case of the Dor HaMabul, in the times of Noah. Vamun, the mun which gave sustenance for the Jewish people while they were in the wilderness. This was also created during that time. Vamata, Moshe's staff, in which some say came all the way from Adam HaRishon, which Hashem's name was engraved upon the staff, in which the Osos, the Mosim, which we'll be learning about and reading about for Pesach, all the miracles and wonders, was Moshe used the staff. Vashamir, the Shamir, as it's brought down toward the beginning of Melachim Beis, discusses when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, instead of using any metal tools, because that would represent war and bloodshed, which the Beis HaMikdash has to be based and built on Shalom, on peace and harmony, so they could not use metal instruments to cut through the stones which were the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, there was this special insect, a shamir, which some say is a type of a worm, that had the capacity to be able to shatter and break stones. V'ksav ha-michtav. Other things that were created by Ben HaShemashos was the, some say the alfbeis, that which is for writing, v'michtav, and the engravement which was on the luchos, v'aluchos, and the luchos themselves, in which there were miracles special that it had to be created during this time, that on both sides the luchos, when you would look on one side, you'd be able to read it, and the other side, you read the same way, in which it shouldn't have been that way. It should be all backwards the other way it was read. Other miracles or certain letters that floated, as the Gemara in Megillah discusses. The Yesh Omrim, and some say that they're above and beyond these ten, were Afa Mazikin, the destructive demons, Ukvaraso Shel Moshe, Moshe's burial plot, which we do not know where he was buried. The Elu Shel Avram Avinu, as well as the ram which was caught and was sacrificed instead of Yitzchak. The Yesh Omrim, and the Mishnah concludes and says, Av Savas Mitzvas Asuya. Also Hashem made tongs in which tongs are made. The way that tongs are made is that you would have to have an original set of tongs holding a piece of metal and put into the fire, and that's how you would form a pair of tongs. So how could the first ones been ever created to be able to make more of them? And therefore Hashem had to make this first set of tongs. What it really has to do with how Hashem created things, Yeshem Ayin, that He created things from nothing, and it's impossible for us to be able to say that what we have, we are the masters, we're the creators. We have to go all the way back and realize that Hashem is really the originator, the creator of everything.